May the Lord bless you with an uncompromising heart for truth and sustain us as we tackle the things that are not holy in our lives. Amen. Jesus began, "My precious heart dwellers, some of you have left lucrative positions in the world to become heart dwellers. I've been waiting for you, forming you over the years to finally make this break from the world. But this life is not run on the same principles the world is run on. There is yet a very great spiritual softening that needs to take place. In the world, you are like armadillos, very strong armor on the outside and continually forging ahead with your agendas. Now you have come to embrace my agenda, and you can leave that hard shell behind and embrace the softness and sweetness of my mother. In the life of the world, pride, accomplishment, prowess, and intellectual strength are foremost traits of those who wish to succeed. Not so in the spiritual life. Here it is gentleness, meekness, forbearance, patience. And it is written that the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." James 3:17. Wherever there is strife and division, there is the influence of the world and the enemy. Of all things, you must strive to live in brotherly love, not seeing yourself as better, more accomplished, more able to do well than others around you, even when it looks blaringly obvious. Not scorning those who have a lesser endowment in their abilities, but honoring them for their humility. Man looks upon the outer appearance. I look upon the disposition of the heart. Many who look inadequate are yet my favorite companions and servants. Others know when you are condescending to them. They feel the pain of their littleness and are ashamed. They know when you are avoiding them, and can hear the irritation in your voice when they are reaching out to you and you have to force yourself to make time for them. Oh, Lord, I know I have acted in this way, and especially when I get behind a camera. Please forgive me and help me to see the true state of my soul and always look up to others. And whenever I'm in a rush or trying to get something, you know, done, I can go back to this professional attitude, you know, that I had as a photographer when I used to direct traffic for photographs and things like that. And it's just obnoxious. I hate it. The Lord answered me and said, "You are well on your way, beloved, but the enemy still gets in at times. I want you all to study the virtues in others that you do not have and approach them from a lower station in life. This will help to offset the worldly pride your nature has craved and fostered in the past. It is the inner demeanor I am concerned about, not the outer. A person can have a brash, prideful spirit on the outside, but inside be deeply humbled. Such is the case with your president." He's talking about President Trump. Interestingly, I saw him on election night. When he first won the presidential race, he had just gotten the word that he had won, and he was in an airport and out on the tarmac, and he started walking, and his shoulders were slightly slumped, and he was very introspective. He was aware of people being there around him. There were only a handful of people, and this was at night, and he waved to them. But you could tell by the way he was walking that he was very humbled by having won the election. And the Lord sees something in him that I don't think many people see. "Remember also that I have fitly joined you together as a family here in the community. Each has unique talents and attributes. I will call upon these at different times so that all may have a part in what I'm doing. It is hard to shed the ways of the environment you have come from, but this is what I am asking from you now. This community has been targeted for division and demise. But if each honors the other and puts down every attempt to judge others, this will not succeed, and you will endure in brotherly love, in one accord, and grow in authentic holiness. I ask you not to judge, because you do not know the kind of endowment that was given to others or what has happened in their lives to cripple them. Therefore, you must never pass judgment, but lift them up to me to be strengthened. Each of you are assigned critical spirits to weaken the bond of brotherly love. Rise above these dear ones and recognize them for what they are, poisonous darts of the enemy. Make excuses for one another, and if that doesn't cover it, accuse yourself of the hidden attitudes of the heart that are so repulsive to me. And finally, do not condescend or avoid one another. When you are in this attitude, you do not always recognize what is going on in your heart. But when you look down on others, you are looking down on me. Examine your conscience and examine your discourse with one another. Examine your motives and ask Holy Spirit to reveal any ungodly ways in your nature, that you may be purified and set free to communicate in total sincerity without duplicity of attitude or motive. Know yourself, my people. Know yourself. I am now handing you my mirror. I ask you to hold it up to your face and look into it. Wait on me to disclose what I see, and then sincerely repent and repair the damage you have done to others. This is the road to holiness, my chosen ones. True holiness. And that was the end of his message.